It's Jason Fairley at WTOP. How are you, Duke?
Hey, Jason, I'm fine. Guess what?
What?
I love your call letters. WTOP, that means you're with the Tops. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that.
We are the Tops.
I feel honored. Yeah. And I bet you all are. How you doing, Jason?
We're good. Actually, there's no way you'll remember this because it was a whirlwind for you, but we actually talked to you down at the Grammys on the Hill for Keith Urban a couple months ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, man. So this is your second This is your second time on the top.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, I remember that. That was a great convention. That was a very nice gathering.
It was.
I enjoyed that tremendously.
And that
coming to Washington, Washington has always been great for us. I mean, you know, we used to play a lot in Wolf Trap. Now we played at MGM, the new MGM down in Maryland. Great venue. But to be honored to be invited for 4th of July along with our peers to celebrate this great day, it's a real, real honor, honestly. Being a real patriot as I am and patriotic as I am, anytime we can do something on those kind of favorite days, you know, to honor the people that fought for our country, the ones that set up our country, and hey, man, and to let people remind them how blessed we are to have a country such as this with so many different types of people. And all we have to do is just remember that this country is just full of love for each other. You know, sometimes we forget that. You know, we just all need to pull together, stick together. And on a day like this, just remember, you know, that this country is all, we all come from somewhere, you know.
Exactly.
And that makes it all of us, this is our country. And we should love it and love each other as well. So it's an honor to be called to do something like this, you know, and especially on this station. My goodness, I couldn't ask for nothing better, you know. WTOP, get with it, baby.
No, I love that you said that because, you know, especially in this town, it's like, you know, super divided. Everyone's talking left, right, but like, we got to remember we're all on the same team, you know what I mean? We're all on the American team.
Well, all across this country, people are talking that. But you know, that's really minor. If we would just erase everything that's being said right now, just remember how you were when you were a kid and how things were when you grew up, and it's still the same. You know, it's just some words have divided us and different things like that. But we're all in this together, and we all have to hold hands and let our hearts do the speaking for us. You know,
absolutely.
And not words.
Absolutely. Yep. And we're going to be holding hands and letting your music do the speaking for us. What are you guys allowed to? Are you allowed to give us a teaser on what you're going to sing?
Yeah, I can tell you. We're going to do a lot of our hits. We're going to do a medley of a lot of the songs that you all put us out there in the world doing. You know, Bernadette, Baby, I Need Your Love, and Reach Out, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch. Same old song, you know, and things like that. And they might even ask us to do a patriotic song, hopefully, because we'd be more than able and ready to do that. But they certainly did want a medley of our classics.
That's awesome.
Which, you know, whatever it is they want us to do, we're more than happy and proud to do it.
Absolutely.
So we'll be there with bells on. You
know? Awesome. You mentioned some of those classics that we're going to hear. Take us into you know, remember when you created them and then first heard it on the radio. Like, I guess Baby, I Need Your Lovin' was the first one. But take me into how you guys came up with I Can't Help Myself, a.k.a. Sugar High Pie Honey Bunch. Who wrote that one?
Well, Holland Dozier and Holland really wrote all those basic classic hits of ours. Holland Dozier and Holland, they're the ones that had those 10 number ones for the Supremes,
mm-hmm.
and a few number ones for us. They were just great, great writers. I call them great tailors of music. They could produce and write for many of the Motown artists. And they all were different. They were all tailored, you know, to your way of singing and your way of getting songs out. And they were just great. And they just knew how to write. And they had their ear tuned into the marketplace, evidently, because most of their songs were just tremendous hits at that particular time. Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. When I first heard that on the radio, it was to me just so amazing to finally hear us in such a great production. I mean, that was a great production for that time. I heard it on AM radio at that time, and I was in someone else's car I couldn't afford a car at that time. And when I heard it, man, I was so excited. It just, I mean, it almost made me cry. But that was, and it was a life-changing moment and a time in my life. So that probably is my favorite, even though we had some bigger hits, like number ones across the world, like Reach Out and Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, which is I Can't Help Myself. Yeah. We were very fortunate, and it just carried us to great heights. And I'm just so proud, man, proud to be an American, proud to be able to celebrate, you know, to the world if they would tune in and listen to us and my peers, you know, people like the Beach Boys and a few others that will be performing that particular day. It's just a great event, you know. Just open up your hearts and just remember we're all Americans and we all come from somewhere. I mean, you know, our parents, our great parents, our great grandparents. So, you know, we all in the same boat. And if we just hold hands and let our hearts speak, we'll be all right.
Absolutely. Hey, tell me about, I mean, because we have a ton of Four Tops fans here. Levi Stubbs passed away a couple years ago, but what made him so magical as the, you know, the front man back in the old days?
Well, to me, because he could interpret lyrics as good as anyone. He had a great voice, and he had a great timbre in his voice where it seemed like he would be pleading or crying or and as a ballad, he could make the hair stand on your head and on your arms. He had such a great feeling for everything that he did. And I remember when I first met him as a kid, you know, he told me, man, the only thing I want to do is sing. He said, I can do a lot, man, but I just want to sing. And he could do a lot. He could have been a great athlete. He could have been a great comedian. He could have been a great actor. But he just wanted to sing, and that's what he did. And once we got together, he just didn't want to sing with us. He wouldn't let anybody talk him into going on his own. Any of that? No. This is it. And his character, along with his voice, are two of the greatest things about him that I remember.
You said
what a great friend.
You said athlete. It's true. Didn't you guys meet like neighborhood football games?
Oh, look, as a kid, he never played in high school sports. But I remember one time we were up in a summer resort, and the 100-meter dash man from Michigan was up there with his family. And we were talking and stuff, and somebody said something about, Levi's fast. This guy said, well, shit, I bet you I could beat him. Levi said, I bet you can't. So we all bet on Levi, and we marked off 100 meters, and Levi smoked him. He was about 19 years. I mean, smoked him, man, left him in the dust. In fact, that's when it was a dusty road. I was just killing myself. And I told him, I said, man, you could have been. No, he said, man, look, let's go sing. He shut up.
That is an amazing story. Left him in the dust. How do you get from that point to, you know, pulling together the original, you know, members of the Four Tops and getting that record deal? Like, explain our listeners, maybe some of our younger ones, how the actual formation happened.
Well, the formation happened. We were invited to a wonderful party by this club, this girls' club. And the criteria for these girls to be in the club was they had to be fine, F-I-N-E, you know, wonderful, beautiful, whatever you want to call it. So Levi and I were invited because we went to school where this club originated. But Levi and I said, well, look, let's get two other guys and let's sing for them as a group because they would want me and Levi to sing. So we said we'd be better if we had a group. So we thought about O.B. Benson and Lois Payton, who we knew sang in other groups around town. But we had known them, and they were, you know, pretty much like we were, you know, just guys looking for fine girls. You know, so I knew what they were like, and I knew they could sing. So we invited them to come to the party and we just sang for them. And we knew we could kind of sing together because they're all very accomplished music singers. And so we told Levi at the middle of the dance, the lady said, well, we got Levi and Duke here. They're going to sing a song. Levi said, well, we got a whole group here. We're going to sing a song. So we said, Levi, just start singing. We'll back you up. And so we did. And everything just gelled. Our harmonies were perfect. Our blend was absolutely tremendous. So right then and there, they said, look, man, tomorrow morning when we leave the party, of course, let's put this group together. But our main goal that night was to have fun with the girls and dance and whatever else you could do after that. which worked out pretty good. Everything worked out to the positive.
I would say so, man. Your lyrics are, I mean, it rattles around. I mean, for different generations, it's still, I mean, I guess it's the same old song, but I got to tell you, my favorite little moment in any Four Top song, it's such a small little part, but it's in Reach Out, I'll Be There. It's before, right before you launch into the chorus, when you say, before, you know, right before I'll Be There, there's that little ha, and it like launches in. I love the ha.
Yeah. For some reason, we came up with that in the studio, and the Hollander and said, "Oh, wow, that's great."
Who does the ha?
That was all of us.
Oh, I love it.
Somebody started. I forgot which one did it first, and then we all did it. You know, at the same time. I think it comes from Levi. You know, because he was good at doing different kind of expressions. I think it comes from him. I can't remember which one started. And then we all just did it together, and they, of course, mixed it perfectly. So,
it's those little things that make it. No, we're all excited to see all the great hits out at the July 4th concert. So, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. You've been more than generous, and we'll see you out there, sir.
All right, and hopefully a lot of your listeners will come out there and join us, because it's going to be a great afternoon, okay?
Absolutely. Four Tops, Beach Boys, John Stamos, Trace Adkins. It's going to be great.
Yep.
All right,
buddy.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you.
I'm WTOP. I love it.